this text in Mark 14 and this experience of Mary shows us something else I don't think we think about enough, and I don't think we see the significance of it. And that is the significance of women in the kingdom of God as followers of Jesus Christ. By implication, the gospel writers include these experiences of women and singles them out. Shows them their devotion to Christ, shows us their devotion to Christ, shows their courage in following the Savior, shows them their place in ministry in different settings, the significance of women. The Bible rightly exalts women properly. When false religions and this world has always distorted and devalued women and their place. But we must not look past the fact that it was a woman who did this to the Lord Jesus Christ. It was in a woman's heart to do this. You see men, some of the disciples at times, others, standing out, seizing the moment, bringing a demonized child to the Lord Jesus, or one who's desperately in need of healing. But often, perhaps more than men, you see the Gospels recording these events of women. The Syrophoenician woman comes and wants the Lord to help her child, and the Lord doesn't answer her a word. She presses in more, and then he says, "It's not right to give the children's bread to the dogs." He calls her a dog. And then one preacher said, when he called her a dog, she barked. She said, "Yes, Lord, that's right. But even the dogs get the crumbs. O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto you even as you have believed." It was a woman who did that. It was often women who radically followed Jesus, and they stood out. Women were first at the tomb. Women were the first to announce His resurrection. Women were in the upper room. And it says in Acts 1, it names women. Christ exalted the value and place of women to an honored position more than anyone in history in an unprecedented way. Women, according to the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God, are not marginalized. They are not relegated to second-class status in Christianity. Now, the teaching of the New Testament is clear that it is men who should be in places of leadership in the church as far as the offices of elder and deacon. Paul teaches Timothy that very clearly. We have had people in our church leave our church over that position, that they could not agree that women couldn't be elders or pastors, because that was their conviction through the influence of their past teaching. But that being said, the New Testament elevates and shows us far more than we think about the significant place that women had in the New Testament. Women. I'm trying to think. It was Luke chapter 8. In Luke 8, 1 through 3, it mentions that women were among those who traveled at times with the Lord Jesus Christ in His ministry. And they ministered unto Him and His disciples out of their substance. They served Him. Mary Magdalene was one of them. A lady named Joanna and Susanna. It wasn't Susanna Wesley, by the way. She was from England. This is a different Susanna. Traveled with the Lord in their entourage of ministry. And the Lord, women, think about it. The Lord Jesus did things that would have been unheard of and unthought of. Talking to Gentile women alone. No rabbi would ever be caught dead doing that. But the Lord Jesus talked with them. He allowed sinful women to touch Him, as we saw this morning when the one washed His feet with her tears. He forgave their sins. And He found women among the most loyal of His followers. When He was arrested, it was women who remained firm and accompanied Him to the foot of the cross. Now, Paul gives the same view. Have you ever noticed in Paul's epistles how often he singles out women and commends them? In Romans 16, he greets by name Prisca, Junia, and Julia. And then he mentions Nerys, his sister. He commends them and sends them greetings. And he says, these worked as gospel laborers. They worked as laborers in the gospel with their husbands or with their brothers. Prisca and her husband are commended for risking their own necks to save Paul's life at one point. Paul praises Junia as a prominent sister who had been imprisoned for the faith and for her labors in Christ. In Philippians 4, for example, he mentions Euodia and Syntyche, and he calls them his fellow laborers. And he speaks of specific women in churches. Appia, and he mentions in Philippians, in Philemon, verse 2. Lydia was the first convert in Philippi, and the church began in her house. Nympha is mentioned in Colossians 4 as one of the leading women. So, when you read the New Testament, the Gospels and the Epistles, notice the way Christ and the Word of God has elevated and appreciates sisters in the Lord. In Christ, there is neither male nor female anymore. Spiritually equals. And it blessed me for Kevin twice today to have a sister open the meeting in prayer. It should be that way at times. Some women, among the greatest missionaries in history, Mary Slessor of Calabar, marvelous biography to read her life. Isabel Kuhn, Gladys Allward. Do you know who Gladys Allward is? Who remembers her? Little lady, she walked across China and, was it China? Huh? Anyway, she did it. This little lady, full of faith in the Holy Spirit, Gladys Allward. It's a marvelous, marvelous biography. Huh. Amy Carmichael. If you've not read Amy Carmichael's life, there are several wonderful biographies on her, but she went to India and was there 58 years, never took a furlough, never came back to Ireland, and she died there rescuing first the girls and then the little boys from temple prostitution and slavery. Elizabeth Elliot, Marie Monson, Catherine Booth, right here in the north of England, right alongside her husband. So, in Christ, women are spiritually equal with men, Galatians 3:28 tells us. And Mark is showing us, by recording this radical act of love from this woman, that this is true. 1 Peter 3, verse 7, Peter gives special honor to believing women. They are viewed in Proverbs 12 and Proverbs 31 as a priceless, virtuous person by Solomon. So the Lord Jesus always treated women with dignity, kindness, and compassion and divine love. And He elevated the status of women to an unprecedented height in all of history. No one ever more than Him. And in doing that, He exalts womanhood itself to the proper God-given place. Think of Hebrews 11. By faith, Sarah received strength to conceive. By faith, Rahab If you heard Tim Conway's sermon on Rahab, and a priest at the New England Fellowship Conference, go to, I'll be honest, and watch it. His marvelous sermon on Rahab, and why he says the only person in Hebrews 11 whose sin is mentioned specifically is Rahab. Rahab the harlot by faith. Well, Rahab could say, well, thanks, writer to the Hebrews, for mentioning my past, but she's mentioned, singled out by faith. Hebrews 11 says women received their dead raised back to life again. The entire Word of God greatly commends and honors God's women. And brothers, it ought to humble us and stir us that there have often been women whose lives rebuke our spiritual faithfulness, whose radical love for Jesus Christ and devotion exceeds ours, and they often leave us in the dust. So Mary's example here, and Mark and John recording it, they're emphasizing this. This was a woman whose love for Christ was extreme and radical.